Hi, this is Paul Frields, and I wanted to show you one of the neat features that I like in Fedora 9, and this is part of the GNOME 2.22 release, and it's our new world clock. It's up in the upper right-hand corner in a default user account, and if you click it, you'll get a calendar, which is not really new or exciting. We've had that before. But if you click on this locations spinner here, you'll see a nice world map that shows you where in the world it's dark and where it's daylight, and if you hit the edit button, you can change some general settings for the clock, such as the format for the date and time. But also you'll see there are some weather settings. Now you won't find the weather on the clock yet because the computer doesn't know exactly what our location is. But you can actually add that. So if we go to add a location, I'm going to search for Fredericksburg, which is the town where I live in Virginia. And when I look for it, unfortunately, the first one it brings up here is in Texas. You'll see some other Texas towns there. So I'm going to find next, and this is actually the Virginia location. So I'll select OK. And notice that the time zone is shown as America, New York, which is the Eastern time zone. This is all correct. And there's a latitude and longitude, which are pretty darn close to where I live. So I'll hit OK and add that location. Now, one of the things you'll notice that happened over here on the right is that, number one, we have this nice little home icon. Now, the reason we have this home icon here is that the computer does know that this location is in my time zone. So any location in my time zone gets marked that way. And then we can compare the other time zones we can add to this location. Also notice that besides showing the weather down here in the bar, if we close the clock up, your weather actually stays up here in the bar where it's very easy to read, and if you hover over it, you'll get a nice display showing you some details. Now, I'm going to go ahead and add another location. Say I need to call a friend who lives in Los Angeles. I can simply enter that location in and look for it in the listing, and I'm going to choose the general Los Angeles city center, and I'll OK both of those choices, and notice how Los Angeles has been added to my map. Also, what I see is a notation for the time zone, which is Pacific Daylight Time, and this location is 3 hours behind me, so there's a -3 listed. So what's nice about this is I can now see on the map where my friend is and where he lies in relation to the daylight. The other thing that's nice about this is, say I pick up my computer and hit a plane, I hit the airport and fly to Los Angeles. Once I get there, if I open up my clock, I can hit the set button here. And once I provide my password to the system, note that we don't need to provide the root password. I'm providing the password for this account. And I'm going to have it remember the authorization forever because that's useful. And I authenticate. Notice that the house changes. And now I see that Fredericksburg, my other time zone, is 3 hours ahead of me where I just landed in Los Angeles. And if I feel like I can set my icon back. Note that I didn't have to provide the password anymore because the policy kit dialog that came up gave me the option of simply remembering that I'm permitted to change this setting from now on. And so if I want to add other locations later, I can do that as well. So I could add a location for Brisbane, where my friend Murray lives. And I can see that in Brisbane, it is sunny and he's probably just finishing his lunch up right now. So that's a little bit about the world clock. Hope you enjoyed it.